Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
I have undertaken a show-and-tell project with my kids.
How's that, Sam?
I'm showing them stuff and telling them about it.
No. Okay.
I realize, there are times when my kids were younger, much younger, like under 10, where mm-hmm. I'd shared with them, like, oh, this is where Mama used to live, or this is the, just stuff that I knew that they don't know about the family.
Yeah. Right.
And at that age, a lot of it, I realized, just went in one ear and out the other. Surely.
Or they didn't, care as much.
That's great, Dad.
Yeah. Can we have a snowball now? So I sent the kids. Just out of the blue, I came across this picture of my grandma's sidewalk, and it's all brick.
Mm-hmm.
This is from a house that's, at this point, it may be close to 100 years old.
Cool.
But my grandma never called her sidewalk a sidewalk. It was always a banquette, which in French, banquette is like a walkway, an elevated walkway.
Mm-hmm.
But my grandma, growing up, you'd go to Mama's house. Mm-hmm. And I go do that. Put that on a banquet. Banquet to banquet to banquet. I didn't know sidewalk. I knew banquet.
Right.
And so I shared a picture of the banquet that I took years ago when I went back.
Yeah.
And I explained it to the kids. It's like, this is the banquet. And Will was like, why was it called a banquet? So I had to explain to him. And she also used to call the sink the zinc,
mm-hmm.
which is an old New Orleans thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured I'm going to start doing that since that one got them like, wow, really? Why? I just want them to know because I realize
it'll stop with you.
Right now,
it's
me and my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I have more knowledge than my brother about family.
Again,
in general,
I gotta stop these.
Yeah, you need to stop these
Freudian slips.
It was just a statement. I didn't mean anything. I mean family knowledge.
Yes,
because my mom used to tell me this stuff, and me being into history,
you're either into it or you're not.
I don't think my brother soaked a lot of it up because he just doesn't care
as much. Yeah,
and here we go again.
I think.
So he doesn't care.
My brother doesn't care. He doesn't know anything. No, so I'm going to start doing it because in my attic, and it shouldn't be in my attic, I've got boxes of pictures that came from my mom, from my great aunt.
Yeah.
That pictures that even my mom doesn't know who some of the people are in the pictures.
Right. That's
and
so
I've got
strange.
Boxes of slides. When my dad was in Korea, he took slides, pictures of the slide film. He mm-hmm. didn't take, he took a few pictures, mainly with slides. I've got hundreds of slides from Korea. And they are the most colorful things you have ever seen.
Wow.
And I don't have a slide player. I got this little manual thing that you can look at one at a time,
yeah.
which I've looked at a few. But it's like stuff like that. They need to know that that exists. And uh-huh. God forbid anything happens to me, somebody needs to know where it is to get it and what exactly it is they're getting.
Yeah. You do.
And it kind of reminds me of some of the stuff you do because you just sent off all your family video or film, I should say, to get...
Yeah, I'm getting the hard drive back today, finally, and about half of it has been transferred. But it's the same. See, this is what I'm going to run into with those films. And before my mom passed, so my mom passed in 2016. My dad passed at the beginning of 2021. And her project really was taking all of those things from my grandmother's house that weren't labeled and putting them in an order and saying who's who.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't finish doing that,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are, and so they're definitely faces and people that I recognize, but I'm running, this sounds horrible to say, but I'm running out of family members who can help identify these people, especially when you start talking about going way back,
mm-hmm.
70, 80 years ago, and I do want to try to share those stories, and you're right, Sam, it's interesting, you get to a place where even... I would like to think that even if you're not a history buff, the parent in you wants to pass along something
mm-hmm.
so that there's a story. Because I know as a kid, when I would hear my grandmother tell stories about her parents and her siblings and that kind of stuff, it was fascinating. I don't know why. It's just as a kid, I loved hearing those stories. And I do think it's an important thing that sometimes overlooked. It's easier today now than ever, thanks to facial recognition technology and the fact that our photos go with us wherever we want.
Yeah, we've got like Ancestry.com and all those.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about anything from the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
who's whom and how long 20, all that info will be around. Right, exactly. But that stuff is, it's priceless. I think it's really
like I'm
cool
sitting on a gold
that.
Mine that I haven't shared with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
What's interesting to me, a couple of things. Not everyone thinks that that's a gold mine. Some people are not as interested in it, and it doesn't mean anything right. is wrong with them. I mean, just people are interested in different things. I'm only interested in it to a point. Like, Murphy can get lost in it, stay up all night lost in it, and have all these beautiful, and it's cool. You have all these beautiful, exciting things that happen for you. When you learn something new about your family is when it's most exciting, because you love that.
Well,
but for me,
it
only goes so far. Like, if I start learning about when my grandfather starts telling us all these stories, I'm interested in the parts about him when he was a child, but going back too much farther before him, it's lost on me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a selfish thing, but it's just like, and I will say this, there are some people who are even listening to this who will tell you, and it goes down other rabbit holes, but there are some people who want to start where they are. There are some people whose family history is painful.
Uh-huh.
And they,
oh, yeah.
You want
yeah.
to start where you are and start yeah. over, and you don't want to spend time in the past.
That makes sense.
There are certain parts of, you know, in certain parts in my brain that I don't want to know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I do think that probably your parents are the ones who set that tone for you. My parents were always ones to talk. They weren't people who were stuck in the past. They just told great stories. You
yeah.
know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
so those things, and they also were fascinated by some of those aspects of family. I wouldn't say that they were insanely crazy historians about it, but my mother definitely wanted to catalog that project and put mm-hmm. all that together. So if your parents aren't as interested in it, there's probably a strong chance you may not be.
It's true.
Either, you know,
yeah,
because
yeah.
the stories have to be there in the first place to pass along. And you know, but what you just described, Jody, is it's kind of, maybe sad's the wrong word, but it makes me think about how you only go so many generations, probably in any case, before you start experiencing what you just described, which is
relatability.
You can relate to your parents. You can relate to your grandparents. If you've been lucky enough to have great grandparents live long enough that you knew them, that's about as big of a time span as mm-hmm. you're going to mm-hmm. know about the past. Once you start going beyond that, you have literally no connection to it. Mm-hmm. It's such a different world and time and place that it gets lost in anybody. So even these things that we're passing along right now to our kids, at some point, even
how do you
if they
have a feeling about
right,
it,
right? Exactly. Even if they do pass them along, it may or may not be,
and it's
going to
get smaller,
you know?
And smaller and smaller it's every true. Time. Because I've got, like I said, in those bags, I've got my mom left. Mm-hmm. Nobody's left on my dad's side. Mm-hmm. So if I didn't find out information, there are people in these pictures that could be my great, great, great something.
Yeah,
I literally will never know.
Yeah,
because
right.
nothing's written on the back, and I don't know who this group of people in black and white sitting next to an old Packard is.
Unless you get lucky enough that somehow, as Ancestry.com continues to evolve, because it uses facial recognition yeah. technology already, mm-hmm. some of the suggestions that I've seen pop up on that are pictures of my grandfather that I've never seen. Mm-hmm. That somewhere along the line, somebody tagged him, named him, said mm-hmm. he was related, you know?
Speaking of facial recognition, though, I will say this, and I wonder how often Ancestry bumps into this problem. When you start digging through old family photos, which we did a lot at my grandparents' house on Sunday afternoon, everybody's favorite thing to do was to go through their pictures. It was just funny.
Yeah.
It was just funny. And we would do that every once in a great while, and it was so fun. You start digging through old family photos, like the box that you say mm-hmm. you have, Sam. Somewhere along the line, you're going to see something that you can't believe, and that what I mean is a resemblance. You're going to see somebody in your family's hip history that looks like Maddie
yeah,
to you.
Yeah.
And but that happens in every family. It's such a cool thing. Our youngest daughter, Phoebe Murphy, looks so much like my mother in many ways and at many times, especially when she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, okay, so Phoebe looks a lot like my mother, and we all know that. We still have my mom, but go back a few. Certain things genetically skip generations.
Mm-hmm.
If we go back further and further into my mother's family, I bet we'd see some kids that are like, whoa, is that Phoebe's?
Yeah.
That's
even
fascinating
some of
to
my
me.
Some of my mother's younger photos, there are some where the bone structure and nose and the eyes and all that resemble Phoebe's.
Yeah, at times, yes. And yeah. Taylor, too.
Also, too, whenever I have occasion to tell the stories, it when I share the pictures, it is good to, if you happen to have a story with the picture.
Mm-hmm,
like I've sent them all pictures before. My mom in high school, there was a picture of her in the newspaper when she was in high school as a senior because she went kindergarten through 12th grade, believe it or not.
Without missing?
Without ever missing a day of school.
I do believe it, Judy.
You know, they put her picture in the paper and she got some. And so I share it with the kids and it's not, hey, here's Mimi in high school, but this is Mimi in high school. The reason this picture was taken is because she did this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to them,
right.
That goes, whoa.
Right. That's a story. That's
cool.
Yeah,
that's right. Remember, you were late for school 3 days last week. She never missed a day in 12 years.
And that's how you use history.
That's right.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.